Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, hotel infections spread, another hurdle for New South Wales and Western Australia, both states on edge. Urgent health investigation. A Queensland police officer develops blood clots after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Tax cuts, billions of dollars on the way to workers hard hit by the COVID pandemic. And Victoria's Belt and Road deal dumped. The federal government flexes new powers to can the partnership with China.
This is 7 News with Jody Spears.
Good morning. Urgent contact tracing is underway after fears a highly infectious strain of COVID-19 escaped hotel quarantine in Sydney. Three returned travellers staying in adjoining rooms at the Mercure Hotel on George Street tested positive to the South African variant after initially testing negative. Travellers who were on the 10th floor of the hotel from April 7 to 12 should isolate immediately. It comes after seven people returned positive results to the same strain at Sydney's Adina Hotel last week. Western Australia is on edge as well this morning with genome testing linking two people at Perth's Mercure Hotel. The guests staying in rooms opposite each other arrived from different countries but tested positive to the same variant. Western Australia has seen a spike in COVID cases among incoming passengers despite new rules for a pre-flight test.
I don't know if people are providing fraudulent certificates. I don't know if they're getting COVID on the aircraft.
Authorities have been accused of complacency after the failure to clean a lift immediately when a positive patient was transferred within Royal Perth Hospital last week. It's been revealed a cleaner working on red zone flights arriving in Auckland also cleaned planes that departed from Australia as the Trans-Tasman travel bubble reopened. New Zealand health authorities claim there is no risk as the cleaner did not move between zones within the one shift. There have been no new community transmissions connected to the case. The TGA is investigating after a Queensland police officer developed a blood clot just days after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. The man had a knee operation at a similar time. Health experts say deep vein thrombosis can occur following this type of surgery. Queensland Health is referring all inquiries to the federal government. The 40-year-old officer has been discharged from hospital. If a link to the vaccine is determined, it will be the first case of clots connected to the Pfizer jab. The Victorian government has committed a staggering $50 million to fund local production of mRNA vaccines. It paves the way for the likes of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to be made here, but would take around 12 months for doses to roll out. Mass vaccine hubs in Victoria were virtually deserted yesterday, but a familiar face turned up to instill confidence.
You are more likely to get a clot of whatever age you are on a long-haul flight to Europe or North America than getting this jab.
National Cabinet decides today if over 50s will be included in the rollout, while the Victorian government will consider lifting crowd restrictions for the Anzac Day clash at the MCG. It's been revealed billions of dollars of tax relief is on the way after the federal government's COVID economic recovery plan was leaked. Let's go live now to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. Workers will have more money in their hip pockets soon.
Yes, Jody, good morning. Good news for workers this morning with the low and middle income tax offset likely to be extended in next month's budget. The scheme was brought in last year as a one-off measure to kickstart spending following the COVID recession, putting an extra $1,080 back into the pockets of those earning up to $90,000. But reports in News Corp this morning suggest 10 million workers will continue to receive the tax relief for another 12 months, with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg expected to make it a centrepiece of next month's budget. Another key feature of the budget is a $500 million investment in clean energy projects. The Prime Minister saying his government is committed to lowering emissions, particularly through the use of hydrogen production. The funding is set over 10 years, but Scott Morrison will use it as proof Australia is meeting global expectations in tackling climate change as he prepares to meet with world leaders at US President Joe Biden's virtual climate summit later tonight. Jody?
Okay, Taylor, thank you. Victoria's Belt and Road deal with China has been dumped, the federal government using new veto powers to scrap the partnership. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says four agreements with China will be torn up for being inconsistent with Australia's national interest. A man and a young girl have plunged to their deaths from a dam wall in South Australia. The tragedy unfolded at the Whispering Wall Dam at Williamstown in the Barossa Valley, about an hour north of Adelaide. Witnesses called for help after seeing the man and child fall down the 36-metre wall. When paramedics arrived, neither could be revived. A chest-high safety railing failed to prevent the tragedy. Federal police have busted a massive scam operation involving the NDIS. Six people have been arrested in Sydney, accused of scamming the scheme of $10 million. Officers say the syndicate was using the money to fund a high life of flashy vehicles and ritzy jewellery. More than $2 million worth of assets were seized in raids, including 8 kilograms of gold nuggets. The NRL Integrity Unit is investigating after video emerged of an Eels player having consensual sex in a public bathroom. Parramatta claims it was filmed without the player's knowledge, saying he's the victim of an invasion of privacy. Professor Catherine Lumby, tasked with cleaning up the NRL's image, says it's a disappointing incident. An Olympic torch collector has scored a coup, bringing the 2020 Tokyo torch to Brisbane. It's added to an extraordinary collection, inspiring school children to chase their dreams.
Whenever there's an Olympics, Robert Innes is getting his hands on relay torches.
They used to actually stop wars for the Olympics to happen. It was that important.
It all started for Roberts when he ran in the Beijing 2008 relay as a remarkable Australian, an honour for his charity work after his daughter Morgan, a potential Winter Olympic skater, died in a Sydney boat crash in 2007.
It's my little connection to Morgan.
He now has a torch from every relay bar two since Berlin in 1936. Olympic torches are a link to the history of the time. This one was meant to be part of the 2020 Tokyo Games, but its leg was cancelled due to COVID. Robert bought it from an American relay runner.
I would expect it would be fairly rare. There's one for sale on eBay at the moment.
Even legendary Olympic coach Laurie Lawrence is envious.
All the different torch lightings are special. They're different.
The collection has been to 60 schools touched by 40,000 children. Robert hopes they have inspired children to achieve their best on and off the sports field.
That child may not have been engaged except for that.
And the Tokyo Olympics are set to inspire another generation in 93 days. Steve Titmus, 7 News.
Black Lives Matter protests have broken out in Ohio after a 16-year-old black girl was shot dead by police. Police body cam video shows officers arriving to a chaotic scene with several people involved in a confrontation. The teenager appears to charge towards another female before the officer opens fire. A knife is on the ground next to her. The 16-year-old was rushed to hospital but died a short time later. The Indonesian Navy is searching for one of its submarines, which has gone missing with 53 people on board. The 44-year-old German-made sub was conducting a torpedo drill in waters off Bali when it failed to make contact. An aerial search found an oil spill near the submarine's dive location. Indonesia is seeking help from Australia and Singapore as they search for the missing vessel. Buckingham Palace has released a photo of Queen Elizabeth to mark her 95th birthday. Her Majesty has spent the day at Windsor Castle, but it's not known if she had visitors. It's understood Prince Harry has already flown home to the United States. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge made their first appearance since Prince Philip's funeral, visiting the Air Training Corps Squadron in London.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading higher this morning. The Nasdaq is also up. In London, the FTSE added, so did Germany's DAX. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished slightly down, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,792 an ounce, oil $61 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.56 US cents, 83.83 Japanese yen, and $1.07 New Zealand. An investigation has been launched into the Minneapolis Police Department following the guilty verdict against former officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd. Live to US correspondent Tim Lester in Minneapolis now. Good morning, Tim. What's the focus of the investigation?
Well, race discrimination is certainly one of the issues. Good morning, Jody. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General for Joe Biden, has announced his Justice Department will investigate the Minneapolis Police Department, Derek Chauvin's old employer. We know from one investigation last year that while 19% of the population here in Minneapolis is black, 58% of the police cases where violence or force was used involved black citizens. I pointed to the fact that Derek Chauvin shows up a far wider problem. Derek Chauvin's new mugshot, the face of a convicted killer. In Minneapolis this morning, the streets are quiet, a stark contrast to yesterday's jubilation.
Justice was served. That's how we feel right now. That's how all these people out here feel, man. They're just like, finally. Finally.
The verdict so many had been hoping for.
Guilty. Guilty. Guilty.
Derek Chauvin unflinching. The 12 jurors unanimous on all charges. The cop who pinned George Floyd, now a convicted murderer.
Say his name. Say his
name. Relief too for the Floyd family.
Today we are able to breathe again.
From the president, a promise of urgent reform to America's troubled policing system.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Those are George Floyd's last words. We can't let those words die with him.
For Derek Chauvin, a lengthy jail term lies ahead.
Can he survive jail?
He might not.
He's currently in protective custody. And in fact, Derek Chauvin is now in Minnesota's only maximum security prison in an isolated wing for his own safety and held in a cell for 23 hours a day. He will be sentenced in 8 weeks' time. Jody.
Okay, Tim Lester in Minneapolis, thank you. Cricket legend Shane Warne has opened up about his family's struggles during Victoria's first lockdown. He's encouraging people to get active to support both their physical and their mental health.
He retired from cricket 15 years ago.
Give me five.
But at 51, Shane Warne's in better shape than ever.
Look, I'm fit. I'm doing good.
Shining a light on mental health, we've come a long way from the old days.
Back when I started in the late 80s and early 90s, it was like toughen up. Part of the sacrifices of playing international cricket was being away from your family for long periods of time. And that wasn't easy.
Opening up about his daughter's struggle during COVID.
I saw my youngest daughter who was doing Year 12 last year during COVID, and it was very tough, so I felt for all the Year 12 students around Australia.
The star bowler will be cheering from the sidelines this Saturday as our track and field superstars race to set a new lap time around the 10. Champion runner Stuart McSween taking on current record holder and Olympian Craig Mottram.
I just hope Stuart gets it on Saturday so I can, you know, hand it over to someone that's current and doing absolutely wonderful things in the sport of track and field.
And with one in five Australians currently battling a mental illness, running for just 15 minutes a day has been shown to reduce the risk of major depression by 26%.
I want to use the Run the Tan to raise awareness and raise some funds.
I'm glad there's a big spotlight on it.
Sonny Marinelli, 7 News.
Geelong will be without superstar Patrick Dangerfield for up to 2 months. The Cats have decided to send Dangerfield for surgery after the ankle injury he picked up against North Melbourne was worse than first thought. Meantime, Collingwood has instated long-time director Mark Corder as its replacement for Eddie Maguire as president. NRL great Paul Gallen has proven his boxing credentials with a stunning first-round win over former heavyweight world champ Lucas Brown. Gallen needed less than 2 minutes to send Brown to the canvas twice before the bout was stopped by the referee. 42-year-old Brown, Australia's first heavyweight world champion, vows the loss will not send him into retirement. The chairman of the controversial European Super League has conceded it is dead. Atletico Madrid, Inter and AC Milan have pulled out after all six English clubs left yesterday morning. The Premier League giants are now in damage control, apologising to furious fans.
And I'm sorry, and I alone am responsible for the unnecessary negativity brought forward over the past couple of days. It's something I won't forget.
The Matildas and Ollie Roos have been dealt horror draws for the Tokyo Olympics. Sam Kerr's team have been drawn with world champions the US, as well as 2016 silver medalists Sweden and New Zealand. The Ollie Roos will play powerhouses Spain and Argentina, as well as Egypt, in their group. Rising star Will Pukowski has been cut from Cricket Australia's contract lists, despite being expected to open the batting in this summer's Ashes. In the IPL, Pat Cummins almost single-handedly pulled off a comeback for the ages. Coming in at 6 for 112, Cummins smashed his way to 66 off 34 balls for Kolkata. His knock wasn't enough, with Chennai winning by 18 runs. David Warner hit 37 in his Hyderabad side's 9-wicket win over Punjab. Taking a look at the weather around the country, troughs will generate heavy rain and storms in tropical Queensland, leading to flooding in the north and showers and storms in the top end. A front will bring a burst of brisk winds and showers to Tasmania, southern SA, Victoria and the southern New South Wales ranges. Showers will fall as light snow on the Alps. Around the capitals today, Brisbane mostly cloudy, heading for a top of 25 degrees, sunny and 23 in Sydney, early frost in our nation's capital, a top of just 15 degrees, Melbourne 17 with a possible showers in Hobart as well, heading for 16, Adelaide 19 degrees today, Perth mostly sunny and 27, and Darwin 34 and mostly sunny.